Hey, welcome back to the Vancouver Mixtape.
We're back.
Here to give a brief break in the music, which most recently was heard by Tall Mary from the record When Will I Find Something New. For that was oh my goodness, Gadfly with their track Sense of Dread from the record Sura, which is pretty cool. Played a track off of it the last time you guys got a new mixtape from just me because Jamie was away.
I'm sorry.
Lazy.
I know.
Lazy. It's making me do the work all by myself. Unbelievable.
Never has happened on the show other than that time.
And then before that, To the Wolves by Rougarou. And we're 6 songs into the show and we're 35 minutes in, Jamie. So we got to keep things rolling.
Giddy up.
Giddy up, and hear this track, the title track from the new record Ego Death by Deborah Jean Creelman, right here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Things are going to be a little less loud moving forward, but no promises.
Wait down by your wounds, you were never shown how to fight.
Ontario Backyard Jam by Teen Days. That's Backyard by Teen Days featuring Sam Wilkes.
Is that the most backyard possible sounding song?
It really felt like it. I feel like I'm in my backyard right now.
You're just lounging in the sun?
Mm-hmm. Or, well, for me, the shade.
In the shade. Oh, sorry, outside when it's sunny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't have shade without sun, right? So, God, deep philosophy here on the Vancouver Mixtape.
That's what we do.
Before Teen Days, you heard Lemon Street by Free Play Angel. And before that, Ego Death by Deborah Jean Creelman. And, you know, we're still moving along here on the old Mixtape Arena.
Just go back to what you're saying.
Yeah.
About getting philosophical.
Mm-hmm.
Fun mixtape trivia.
Okay.
Is that our name was partially swiped from an old CJSF radio show that was called Swanson Radio, run by former program director Dave Swanson. But before it was called that, it used to be called the Philosopher's Mixtape. So we aped the nickname Mixtape from Philosopher's Mixtape. So it makes sense that we would get philosophical here on the tape.
You could not tell me something I hated more than that knowledge.
Too late now, Jesse. We're almost 12 years into this thing.
It's all been a show!
No! Sorry. Philosophy is in our bones. It's in our DNA.
Oh, I'm distraught. The only way to recover is hyperpop.
You knew it was coming.
Did we tease hyperpop?
You teased it to me.
I teased it to you. You know it was coming. Okay, we are now going to play you, as I just mentioned, a little bit of a hyperpop interlude. Beginning with a track by Two Girls, One DAW, DAW, Digital Audio Workstation. Two girls from Metro Vancouver making hyperpop-esque beep-boop electronic music, who I assume must be too young to have truly understand the reference that their name is making. If you don't get it, don't look it up.
Don't
if you
do it.
I'm sorry for reminding you. Anyway, this is the first track, the intro track. It's actually called Two Girls, One Intro from their upcoming record called Two Girls, One DAW Presents an Introduction, the Demos, a First Look, a Compilation, a Collection, some Band Songs, Episode 1, Demo Songs for the Gays. So enjoy this and the very, I don't even know how to describe the journey you're about to take. So enjoy.
2G, One DAW, 2G, One DAW, 2G, One DAW, 2G, One DAW,
2G, One DAW, 2G, One DAW,
Two Girls, One DAW, Two Girls, One DAW,
Two Girls, One DAW, Two Girls, One DAW,
Two Girls, One DAW,
Two Girls, One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
2G, One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
Two Girls, One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
2G, One DAW,
2G,
One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW,
Two Girls, One DAW,
Two Girls,
One DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW,
DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW,
2G, DAW, DAW, 2G, DAW, DAW,
Molly, 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 Mol
So that's our hyperpop escapade interlude. That was Free as a Bird by Gaze Cloud and Sunny Mango. And that was a time and a journey, and I'm glad you experienced it with us. And now we're right at the end of the show, so we're going to play a classic to take us out. And I'm realizing now that we're barely going to have time for the whole thing, so and probably won't have time for the whole thing. So anyway, this is the new Japandroids. We love them.
We love them. R.I.P. in peace.
They're putting out a final record soon, and the record will be called Fate and Alcohol. This is the lead single, Chicago, and that's going to end the show. So we'll see you next time. Love you.
Bye.
Chicago.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. If you're worried about floods in your street or power outages on your block, there's a good chance that your next-door neighbor is too. And if disaster strikes, people who live close by can often help each other out. So the City of Edmonton and Alberta, Canada, is working to get neighbors talking about climate change and preparing together.
It could be as simple as planting some native plants or getting an emergency preparedness kit together, collecting contact information. It might be knowing who doesn't have air conditioning and going to check in on them. It might be about sharing different resources, making sure people have water that they need.
That's Sarah Danahy of O2 Planning and Design. Her firm worked with Edmonton to create the Neighboring for Climate Toolkit. It's a deck of cards that anyone can download for free. Each card describes an action that neighbors can work on together to reduce global warming or prepare for its impacts, like planting trees or making an emergency plan. So the deck can be used as a conversation starter to help neighbors identify common concerns and interests.
The toolkit is really meant to inspire and spark that first action between neighbors to do things together.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.